The United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has lashed out at the excessive force used against protesters in Bahrain, where there are mounting tensions between Shiite and Sunni Muslim communities. The White House has also released a statement expressing deep concern over the upsurge in violence. Just this week, seven people were injured by a petrol bomb. While in an apparent revenge attack, a group of Sunni men allegedly converged on Shiite-populated villages near the capital, Manama. And as Connie Aegis reports, the enmity between the two groups is now also splitting the medical profession.
As Bahrain erupted in political protests last year, government forces moved against members of the medical profession. They arrested and allegedly tortured at least 60 doctors and nurses, including Dr. Nabil Hamid.
One of the protesters got shot in the head by a bullet from the army, and I treated him. And I think for treating that protester, who I couldn't save, actually, he died. So that's why they took me.
The Bahraini government says the medics were arrested for supporting the street protests. Many doctors and nurses are still suspended from their duties, and 48 of them are facing felony and misdemeanor charges. Dr. Nabil Hamid says his specialization, neurosurgery, has been devastated by these cases.
You have a lot of doctors who are suspended and not back to their work. But in my profession, it's quite specific and quite severe because I'm a neurosurgeon and we are a total of two Bahraini neurosurgeons.
But the availability of some medical services is not the only issue. When government forces targeted doctors, they also targeted their patients, the injured protesters. And that's had a ripple effect. Médecins Sans Frontières says protesters injured in current protests won't seek medical care because they fear the same discrimination, harassment and ill treatment. Dr. Nabil Hamid says this fear is putting lives at risk, and it's an opinion shared by the facial surgeon and oral physician, Dr. Mohamed Al-Muhaki.
There's this fear of attending hospital. Now, is that fear justifiable? Absolutely not.
Dr. Mohamed Al-Muhaki says Bahrain's health system is first class, but religion and politics are influencing the delivery of healthcare. It's probably no surprise. The majority of people in Bahrain are Shia, but the ruling family is Sunni. So there are significant tensions between the two. And Dr. Al-Muhaki claims those tensions are challenging the medical ethics of some of his colleagues.
This fear has been propagated, sadly, by opposition leaders, by politicians on social media, by colleague doctors who go on international TV channels, on international media, talking about how poor the healthcare system is, how, you know, tyrannical the government is. My colleagues were extremely emotional to the extent that they went into the wave of politics. They injected, in ethical terms, their non-medical obligations in front of their medical obligations, which is basically involving their personal beliefs, whether it is political or religious, into their healthcare. That will alienate a huge chunk of the population.
Dr. Nabil Hamid agrees that religion is dividing the medical profession, and he fears for the future of healthcare in Bahrain.
Most of the in-charges who are Shiis, they're not anymore in charge. They change their positions completely. I mean, I really don't care. If they're qualified, they're doing a better job than the Shiis, it's okay. But they shouldn't be there just because they're Sunnis. But this thing is affecting the medical staff and the hospital in a very deep way. It's segmenting the staff into two parties. The trust is non-existent between the two staff. And if you don't have trust in the medical staff, then you can't treat patients.
One thing's for sure. It's a dilemma that will dog Bahrain's medical profession for some time to come, as Bahrainis persist with street protests demanding political reform, and authorities continue to crack down on protesters.
Connie Aegis.